Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers Sunday Sermon. Idaho Library Board Chair demands Sunday closures to keep the Sabbath day holy. Okay. That's interesting. So, the Community Library Network in Post Falls, Idaho, on the western part of the panhandle, oversees 7 buildings and a bookmobile. Its board of trustees, like any board, has to keep an eye on the budget. So, skipping a lot of this article, they have some discussions about whether or not it makes sense for them to open on Sundays, to remain open on Sundays, since they have been. And that's a reasonable enough discussion. Are people utilizing the service? Do the costs justify it? Is it in the budget? You know, if you have to cut some time, you know, what day might you need to cut? These are reasonable things to be discussed. The chairperson, by the name of Rachel Otteson, that's Otteson, argued that the library should remain closed on Sunday because it's the Sabbath. This is why I am very uncomfortable when Christians seek and gain power, any power of any kind. Because inevitably, they are going to try to use it to create a micro-theocracy wherever they are. They believe it's their duty. Of course they're going to do it. Of course they're going to do it. There's nothing socially immoral about working on Sunday. It is a purely religious thing. And yet, this board person does not care because they have a little bit of power and they're going to use it for Jesus. She says, "Well, I know many others at these tables don't subscribe to this. Let me stop you right there." She knows that other people disagree with her. She is aware that other people are there who are not religious. But she does not care. She feels compelled to act on behalf of Jesus. She has no choice because her Jesus trumps everyone and everything else. She goes on, "But the Lord blesses people who keep the Sabbath day holy." Sorry, let me stop you right there. Can you outline the blessings of people who keep the Sabbath day holy? Also, which Sabbath? There are lots of Sabbaths. But can you outline the blessings of that? And can you explain who is to keep the Sabbath holy outside of the Jewish people? Maybe set up a good theology for that? We're not going to dive deep into theology today, but really love to hear that explanation. I think having people work on Sunday is actually to our detriment. Now, it's not to our physical detriment or our financial detriment. That's not what she's talking about. She's saying that God would be angry with them. One board member politely chimed in to say, and I'm paraphrasing, this is Hermit Meta, I'm paraphrasing, that it was a batshit crazy idea, okay? That batshit crazy didn't come from me. It came from Hermit Meta, who was paraphrasing the other board member. By the way, I will attach the link so that you can listen to this exchange for yourself. And you will know that I am not making it up. This person says, I'm pretty sure not everyone in this community holds to that. So I think we need to look at the whole community concerning ours. Bravo. If I wasn't holding my iPad, I would applaud. Bravo. Someone with good secular sense is essentially saying not everybody's religious in this community. And if religious, not everybody is Christian in this community. We have to think about the needs of the whole community, the needs and desires, in fact, of the whole community, and not just of a certain sect of Christians. Isn't that a novel idea? But you see, that certain sect of Christians, fundamentalist Christians, don't give a tinker's damn about anybody else. Ottoman was thankfully on her own, but still, it was a ridiculous suggestion that never should have been offered from a trustee. And then just 5 days later, Ottoman did it again. And this is the second time she's saying this, and once again, you can see the video. As far as closing on Sundays, most other government entities are closed on Sundays. This is not an emergency service. No one's going to freak out if they don't get a book on Sunday. This, I think, is a fairly narrow perspective. But she says, anyway, because she knows that that's not really an argument, anyway, wait for it. Exodus 20:8 through 10 says, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. Okay, we can talk about some other things that were said in Exodus 20 and other passages in Exodus that would be in context. Yeah, she wouldn't be quoting those things. She goes on to say, so it sounds like we shouldn't be causing other people to work as well as not working ourselves. Once again, another trustee chimed in to shout down, to shoot down that explanation. I'm sorry, this is a government agency. Hello, thank you. I talked about my similar experience here when I had to remind a worker, this is a government, state-run facility. You cannot bring your Jesus here. So this chairperson has to be reminded, this is a government agency, and we need to be available for everyone. Another trustee later brought up the fact that, wait for it, some religions consider Sabbath day to be Saturday. In particular, the ones represented by the verse she quoted. that was my addition there. Ottoman had no response to that because, of course, she had no response to that. Because she's a fundamentalist, batshit, crazy warrior for Jesus who doesn't give a good goddamn about anybody who isn't. And this is what happens when little people with their little religion get a little bit of power. Screw these people. Vote them out of office. Out of office. Don't even let them be dog catcher in your community. You can't trust them. You can't trust them. That's religion in America, folks. That's the real thing. That's boots on the ground. That's butts in the pews. This is not academic religion. This is real religion. And this is really how it plays out in the world that affects us all. Get a little bit angry. And then do something. All right. I've gotten a little bit angry. That's enough. Time to take my blood pressure medicine and get ready for work. I'm out.